I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The older we get, the more we realize that those long-loved traditions are all but gone. You know what? Let's get into it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Once beloved long-term American traditions that are all but gone. The one I miss the most is front porch sitting. Nowadays, I do balcony sitting and then stare at the pretty women. Oh, sure, it's creepy, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
I sit on my front porch all the time. No pretty women that stare at my neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
Squirrels, crows.
Pretty much.
I had a bird. All right, so we got like those lights. So we have a covered front porch.
Okay.
Very nice front porch.
It is.
And we have like those string lights that everyone has.
Yeah.
We have those. About 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting out there in the morning. This bird flies through the arches and lands on the little wire that connects all the lights. And I'm like,
what up, bird?
That's cool. Basically, that's what I said. What's up, bud? Because he's looking down at me. Then he took an S and flew away. And I'm like,
wow.
You flew onto my porch to poop out of and you left.
I smoke a cigarette and watch the rats.
Oh.
On my balcony.
Damn,
dude. They're everywhere.
You got a lot of action at your place, though. I bet you can see some hotties out there on Friday and Saturday night.
If you understood the zombies that were walking around Fremont yesterday, I don't know what was going on. The rats were better behaved.
Or even the rats freaked out. Like, Jesus,
these people are crazy. What's going on?
I do like to smoke a cigar out of my my back patio there and listen to my dog yell at everybody that walks by. Hey, everybody. 10 once beloved long-term American traditions that are all but gone. At number 10, the Sunday best attire. That was never a thing when I was a kid, was the Sunday best. Then we did, you know what, when we went down to visit the grandparents were all but 5 minutes apart, and they were an hour and a half away from us, right? The small town called Winlock, Washington, that both my parents grew up in and fell in love in. So we'd go down there from time to time, and my grandparents on my mother's side would take us to church from time to time. Mm-hmm. So we would have to bring our quote-unquote Sunday best. But that was about the extent I got.
I will say that in Baltimore City, Sunday is an amazing day. If you just go outside, men, if you want a suit, but it's not pastel, stay home.
Yeah,
orange, turquoise, bright yellow. I mean, it was just this amazing thing, man. But yeah, I kind of grew up
with that, but also we went to church every Sunday.
Sure.
Correct. So you just kind of had to wear something nicer.
But then you also tore out of it by noon.
Yeah.
As soon as you could.
Right. Number 9, communal mailbox. As many neighborhoods have communal mailboxes, where they collectively got their mail. The advent of individual mailboxes and faster electronic mailing has put this tradition to the sword.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's just tech.
The place that my sister lives, she actually has a house and does have a communal mailbox. There's a handful of them there that, you know, it's not like they're all going into the same slot, but there's a big chunk of, it's kind of like an apartment complex where.
Right.
You know.
That's the last time I had that. I was living in an apartment.
Exactly. We're going to cover this wing of all these different places that, there you go, come get your mail.
Sure.
I will say, you'd be surprised. Like, some neighborhoods kind of have like those, you know, like the streets that kind of go back and there's like houses sit back in like the middle of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, my buddy, and it's a nice neighborhood, but I was kind of shocked. I was like, oh, man, you guys have like a group mailbox. And he was like, yeah, the mail just doesn't want to cut through all these weird alleys.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Number 8, storytelling gatherings. It says, in the past, storytelling gatherings preserve the art of oral traditions, adding vigor to the stories older than their narrators for the education of their listeners.
It was a live podcast.
It was.
Yeah.
That's how you got your news also. That's how your local news was just, you know.
My librarian would come around to each individual classroom and tell ghost stories because she was like a ghost storyteller. So she'd go to churches and community, like senior living centers.
Yeah.
But she always told us a ghost story, like once a week.
Yeah.
And she'd always have a different one, and she told it in a way that was as spooky as hell.
And
you loved it because you're just captivated.
Right. Know? Number 7, dining culture. Decades ago, Americans were known for elaborate dining and vinyl booths serving heavy, comfortable comfort food side by side in a mini winery.
I think it depends where you are in the country. I think when you leave the coast, that's still pretty active.
Sure.
You know, we've just changed what it is to be a foodie and all that kind of crap.
Somebody did correct me that death pact, basically, where the last one alive gets it, that's called a tontine. I don't believe they're legal for the very reason that I mentioned.
Yeah. Well, I would say, too, part of the dining culture is you got rid of the middle class, almost.
Correct.
So, like, a lot of people can't afford to go fine dining places.
Right.
That is a lot
you,
to
you
do.
You could still be around the dinner table, but, yeah. That same deal. Number six, independent bookstores. The evolution of online retailers and ebooks marketplaces has depleted the appeal of independent stores that were once the confluence of communal readings, especially for bookworms.
Sure.
Sure. I mean, definitely you get that in the middle of the country. The coast, just there's a little more money. You'll get one or two.
Sure.
I'm a big bookstore guy.
I love
bookstores. You know what I mean? So, right, I like books. I like to read. I like to understand things. So I have no problem with it. But right, the closer you get to the center, it just they disappear.
Right.
And understandably.
You're almost better going to an antique shop. Yeah. Albums, books.
Right, you can find all the good stuff. The
there's actually a place out in Enumclaw where you can actually trade in the books that you've read and use that as kind of credit to buy a different book.
Yeah.
It becomes that communal bookstore.
Cool.
All right. Same with the one in Portland.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, bring them in, trade them in, get them out.
Number five, one that I do miss, drive-in theaters. I went to one drive-in movie when I was a kid. It was for my sister's birthday. Her birthday's in July. We went and saw this movie. I thought that this was the coolest thing, going to the drive-in. And then, of course, you see the old movies where everybody goes to the drive-in. And it's just...
I never went to one.
Really?
Nah.
I mean, I only went probably two times in my life.
Now you can Bluetooth it into your car.
Yep.
So basically, whatever your system is, it's going to sound a hell of a lot better than a little speaker hanging off the window.
Yep.
Well, I would say now it Bluetooths into your car.
Yes, exactly.
Or they put it through a radio signal, whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Either one, yeah.
Right. Number four, handwritten letters.
Oh, for sure.
That's been gone for a while. Number three, family dinners. That's where that comes in. Families sit together to wine and dine daily, either before or after work, sharing heartfelt stories and fun ideas that further unite. Mr. Hill, what happens when you ask your kids what happened at school?
Nothing.
Nothing. How was school? Fine. How was your day? Good. But I know that all that BS comes up front, and then I wait about 3 minutes and then ask specific questions.
Sure.
Then they open up, but then the problem is then they don't shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I asked this 25 minutes
Never
ago.
Snuff that out of a man.
I know.
My plea to you, never snuff that out of them. Because then they become weirdos like me that just don't know how to hold a conversation. Number two, block parties. They're the social gatherings organized to foster communal bonds among locals in the U.S.
Man, I would say Seattle actually does pretty well, at least within the city, does pretty well with the block parties.
I wasn't
They block off streets and do the night every year.
A buddy of mine had his 50th birthday like 2-3 weeks ago. Basically, they just lobbied the city. They blocked off basically a block and a half.
Nice.
All the neighbors came out, man, and party.
I never got invited to the block parties either.
You didn't live in a block.
I did, too. We had a block-ish.
Hey, you don't need a block. No offense. But, like, when you live that far outside the city, you don't need a block party. You know what I mean? There's cul-de-sacs and stuff.
Correct.
So that's easier.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That one I still think is going strong. My buddy Rob did it a few weeks ago. He just invited everybody up and down the block.
Yeah.
They came over, and we were talking with people, and they were like, oh, no, we never actually met Rob till today.
I know. It's amazing how quickly people go, yep.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Nice, man. Because you don't have to go anywhere. Even if it's a potluck, you know, you go to the store, you can get a tub of friggin' potato salad.
And if you need something else, they just run to their house and grab it.
Right. And then you just, you know, that's Art, the moment.
You want to go get high?
That happens a lot.
You meet those neighbors.
Hey, are you that guy? Oh,
see, good. I moved into my new place. I still have yet to meet any of my neighbors. I have seen them, and I've said, hey, what's up? And then I go into my house.
Trust me, I did the block party in Wallingford 1 year. I'd been there for 10 years. The woman next door is like, who are you? And I'm like, I met you 5 times.
Oh, no.
You know me. But, I took your trash out while you were gone for a week to visit your daughter in Florida.
But the number one once beloved long-term American tradition that is all but gone. The good old-fashioned Sunday drive.
God, my parents did that all the time.
If you got 2 wheels, it seems like it's more people do it.
I agree.
I think my parents still do it. It's just one of those things. Now, they don't drive like Sunday drivers. My dad will
They'll find a place to go and then go there and check it out.
Well, right. They just go.
And
if they see something, they'll stop. If not, they just drive.
I've always needed a destination.
Really?
After a while, I don't know where to go anymore. I'll go into town. You know, that's my destination is into town. But then I'll drive around like, what else do we want to see?
Right.
So, I don't know, Ted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.